Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. We're going to give you an opportunity to win a $100 gift card from Adam Broderick. It's going to be Calling Your Mom Fails.
Yay.
If you're a mom and you made a mistake.
Yep, it happens.
We all make mistakes.
We do.
As parents.
Yep.
203-882-9757. Everybody on gets in the running. Let's start with one of our, I think, the newest mom we know.
Oh.
Ayesha May. Good morning.
Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ooh.
Just woke up.
Doesn't sound like a good morning.
I'm very tired. Yes, we were up from 3 to 4:30 at one point, cluster feeding. So.
Okay.
May I hope roast beef dinner?
Yeah.
have you made any mom mistakes yet?
Any mom mistakes yet? I don't know. Nate, have I made any mom mistakes?
He wants to have a nice weekend.
Ask me Monday.
No, you're perfect.
It's only been 3 weeks, so I think so far, no mom mistakes. Maybe letting him sleep with a dirty diaper because I'm too tired. I'll do that.
All right.
Is this a bad subject? Are we not going to get calls on this one?
I think a lot of moms could call in
right before Mother's Day, like, yeah, Mom, I got you this gift card because I told everyone how you screwed up.
It's got to be the one you still laugh about today.
Yes.
Like, that's, I think, the hook.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, remember when you did this?
All
right. Right.
Like, my dad left me in the grocery cart when I was a kid once. Like, see? That's a funny one, but that's a Father's Day one. But mom didn't do that.
Yeah, but you could just switch it to your mother and call in. We're not going to fact check.
Right, exactly.
There we go. See? Yeah. Do all your dad mistakes, guys. Okay, no.
All right, so call in a mom fail.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
203-882-9757. I'm second guessing this now.
Oh.
Because you're a brand new mother. If you're not even going to fess up to something.
Right.
Well, I'm just tired. I don't know. It's because I'm new. I don't even know if I'm messing up yet. It's only been 3 weeks. So it's just, I'm in the trenches doing as best I can.
Right.
You haven't dropped him?
Not yet.
I haven't.
He's placed him somewhere, you know?
Right.
Haven't done that yet. I mean, he's gotten diaper rash, so maybe I'm eating too many spicy foods. I guess that's a bad thing. I had spicy chicken, and it definitely made him gassy.
Wait, you had spicy chicken? How would that affect him?
Yeah, would you have, like, oily hands and touch the kid down there?
Because it goes through my milk, right? I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow. See the white Russian.
Kid's like, whoa, hey. Hey, Mom, put my finger.
I think she's putting vodka in it.
Kids getting a contact high.
A little squirt.
Oh, yeah, that's that'll do it.
Yeah.
Right. Breastfeeding.
Yep.
Yes.
Can't get a spicy one. That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah, the doctor said, like, certain foods may cause him gas, like even having coffee because it's, like, acidic. That'll give him gas.
Man.
So I've had coffee because I'm tired because of him. Then he gets gassy.
Never-ending cycle.
A little bit.
All right, we're going to get the baby on the line here.
Oh, okay, good.
Lincoln?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm not the baby. You're the baby.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
Testing 1, 2, check 1, 2. There we are. Hi.
Hey.
It's Lincoln, yeah.
Hey.
How you doing?
Good.
I don't know why I'm a baby too. It's me. My baby talk.
This is the worst bit.
I would listen to baby talk radio. That'd be fun.
Lincoln?
Here. Yes.
Lincoln?
Yes.
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm good.
Well,
no, sometimes I'm good. The other day she had booze. And I was drunk.
Okay.
Yes, Mom, feel right there. Yeah.
I'm going to ditch this bit now.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not good, though.
No when to win. No when
to
win.
Yeah, I'm starting to break a sweat, and we're only 10 seconds in.
Like, why are you sweating?
Yeah. All right. Well, how are you going to spend Mother's Day?
Just going to go maybe. We'll see if we can survive a drive, but we're going to go to a bakery and maybe go to, like, a winery or something.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Outside. Yeah.
Get turned.
Mom, I can have a glass of wine. It's okay.
Okay. I believe we just stumbled upon a mom fail.
Right. Coming up.
Spicy food.
Right.
Wine.
Right.
While you're breastfeeding.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, the bakery is the best part.
Yeah. You know, it's like not enough that you had to eat right and not do drugs and all this stuff for 9 months. You know, not do drugs, but like smoke weed.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, have a drink for 9 months.
Right.
And now you got to watch what you eat and drink now.
Right.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. And then along with, you have to feed them every 2 hours. And especially when they're sleeping, you have to wake them up to feed them. So that's why, yeah.
That's the last thing you want to do.
You can't sleep food around like the cat dispenser.
One of those little hamster things.
Right.
One bag feeder.
Yeah, the upside down bottle with the little, you know, ball bearing at the end. Yeah, you just have a big hanging breast with a nipple and there's a ball bearing
on
the end.
You know what? There's something, you're onto something there.
Listen,
I bet you.
I think that's a thing.
Why not?
You put a bag of breast milk in there.
Attach to the side of the crib. Boom, done.
There you go.
Right. You know?
I'll be over here.
Right.
Listen, sharks.
Great Shark Tank idea right there. Gonna yeah. Money.
Oh, can I be there for the presentation? I just want to see the faces.
All right. Ayesha, happy very first Mother's Day to you.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Congrats.
Hopefully see you guys soon. You can meet the baby. I know you've talked to him, but you'll get to meet the baby soon.
We're looking forward to it.
Yes.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Bye.
See ya.
All right, mom fails, 203-882-9757. Everyone in gets in the running for a $100 gift card to Adam Broderick Spa and Salon. JJ in Milford.
Yeah, I was maybe 9 years old. My mom was cheating on my dad, and he brought me and her lover to, well, I went with her, and we went to a beach, and I was 9 years old playing in the water, and I turned around, and my mom and the lover were making love.
They were going at it. Wow.
Oh, jeepers.
Okay. So that is a mom fail.
So it's not it's not just a drink.
And a crime.
We are out of the gate running.
Now mom's always sandy bottom.
This is the Kentucky Derby, and we've got the front runner.
We got a rider. We got a rider.
Holy crap. I thought you were going to say you turned around and caught them, like, kissing, yeah, like a little peck kiss.
Yeah, no, mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Yeah, no.
Nope, banging.
No. It wasn't that easy.
They had a beach ball.
Wowie. Wowie. Wow.
It's what he said. You learned early.
Right. So, that's, he has to explain that to you, or she has to explain that to you.
Right.
Right.
I don't remember if she did.
Did you get a new,
blockout?
Get a new bike?
Yeah, right. Brand new bike.
Yeah. You didn't see anything, right?
Nope. I'm guessing your dad and mom weren't together much longer after that?
No.
Gotcha. No. Your dad hated the beach.
Wow. That's interesting. There's a lot of fails right there.
Seriously.
You know, what if you got a cramp or something?
Right. No standing up here.
Geez.
It's like, where did that, where did my boy go? I mean, he was just in the water a minute ago.
Right.
All right. Well.
All righty.
We're off and running.
Yes, we are.
Thank you, JJ. Felicity and Shelton.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good. Hey, thank hello. You.
That's good. So my mom, Bail, is quite a few years old, but we were having a party. I took my children to go to the package store to pick up, you know, beverages for the party.
Right.
How old are the kids?
At the time, I believe my oldest was 12 and my youngest was about 10.
Okay.
Because
so close.
I was very strict about being in the front seat. If you were under 12 years old, I don't know. That was just a thing.
Right.
And this is pertaining to my 10-year-old, so.
Is this a long story?
A little, not too bad. A little.
Why don't we go right to the end? Where's the fail? And then we'll work back.
All right, so the fail is I left my daughter in the parking lot of the package store.
But good thing is you put
that's a fail.
But you got the booze.
That's a fail.
So I asked her, so we load everything up. I asked her to bring the carriage back. She brought the carriage back. I drive around, pick her up. She swears she told me, Mom, hold on a minute, and she jumped out of the car. I do not recall that. My other daughter does not recall that. literally, we were down the street around the corner. And again, quite a few years ago, and there was no cell phones. I made them remember my cell phone number and our home number. She ran to a gas station that was in the same parking lot, and some lady called, and I didn't realize, completely confused. And I'm like, Brooke, what are you doing? And she's like, Mommy, you left me. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're in the back seat. And I looked back, and she wasn't.
Did you sample some of the booze?
This was your second trip to the package store.
She was at the package store because she ran out.
There was a tasting. This bourbon's good. I forgot about the can.
I ran out during breakfast, so I got to go back.
Damn, man.
Very good.
Nice. That's a fail.
Nice job.
That is. Thanks.
How old are the kids now?
Almost 23 and 21.
Okay.
And no alcohol.
Good.
So they've made it. And then now they can go pick up the alcohol and they can leave me there. So right.
Nice.
It worked out.
Don't think they won't.
Great. Don't think they won't. Exactly.
She's going to be at the home.
Great story, Felicity. Thank you. You're in the running.
Thank you.
All right. Jane, Long Island.
Hey, happy Friday.
You too.
Thank you.
So I was a very young mother. I was 19 years old. And my son, AJ, was about 4 months old. And we took him out in a stroller for the first time to a local park. And we were walking along the blacktop. And strollers back then were big and old.
Yeah, I remember them.
You had to tilt them back to turn. So I tilted it back to turn a corner. And he slid right out the back.
Oops. That's what happened, huh? That's the story you're going with.
So being a young mother, I was bound and determined to prove I was going to be a darn good mother. So I just scooped him up, threw him back in the stroller, and kept walking.
Wait, first I kissed him, help him to God, then I put him back
was
in again.
Was it proving that you're a good mother, or just hoping to do it fast enough so no one notices?
5 second rule.
Look at her. She's too young.
I called do-over. I called it.
Right. I meant to do that.
He's doing well. He's 48. He didn't have any repercussions from that. So
okay.
No road rash. It was all good.
Gotcha.
Didn't even cry. Didn't even know.
Yeah, it was knocked out. So. Mom took a turn too fast.
Jane, thank you.
Nice. Nice fail.
You're welcome.
Have a great Mother's Day.
One. Yes.
All right.
Be careful.
Caitlin in Milford.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Hey,
wonderful.
So this happened actually just a few weeks ago. My 3-year-old decided to climb the highest part of the playground in Milford, and he jumped.
Oh. Successfully?
He bounced, though.
Okay.
Yeah, he landed on his ass, and he just bounced.
Wow.
Nice. Wow.
Wow, that's a tough ass.
I slid underneath that playground so fast.
Right. It's a little impression, a little ass, and then the ground. Boink, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's definitely not jumping anymore, though.
No. Good. Right. No, she welded his feet to the floor. Yeah, going, Noah's not good.
Adventurous kid.
Playgrounds were so much more dangerous in the 70s. Everything was made of steel.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we had contraptions like that big thing that you would get on and spin around.
Yeah.
What the hell was that even called? Do you remember that?
It was like a merry-go-round, something like that.
It was kind of like a merry-go-round.
Right.
You'd get on it, but there'd always be one kid who's not on it who's given it speed.
Yep. Yeah, he was like the motor. And we're all spinning like central forces. Yeah. Our faces are contorting from the speed. I mean, we also had those slides that were made out of metal, which on an August day.
The metal slides. Right? They'd heat up.
You'd lose skin on the way down.
Yeah.
You'd hear. You'd hear like you're being branded.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, Caitlin, thank you.
Pour a cup of water down there.
Thank you, guys.
You'll have boiled tea by the end.
Seriously. Have to hit it with a hose.
Yep. You cut yourself, you cauterize immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Jocelyn and Nugatuck, I believe we have a fail in progress.
Good heavens.
Sorry, I'm at the daycare.
Gotcha.
I
thought you were at a wrestling match.
I'm just dropping the kid off.
Are you running the daycare?
No. I'm just dropping one off at one daycare. I just dropped my son off at a different one. But
Why two different?
Actually, regarding my mom.
Oh, good. Why? But let me ask, why two different daycares?
Because my son's a little bit older than my daughter.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
So,
what does that cost you a month for to have two kids in daycare?
Don't ask.
Okay, I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I don't want to bum you out. It's right. Friday. Right. Yeah, it's like a mortgage.
I don't want to drink this early. Almost $400 a week.
A week?
Yeah,
a week.
A week. Yes.
A week.
Wow, you need a job just
then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a full-time job. Easy.
God bless you.
But.
Yeah, so this one's on your mom.
The reality. Yeah. So my mother was going to give me a sex talk, like we all get.
Yes. So waiting for mine, but go ahead.
The unfortunate part about it is that at the time she gave it to me, I knew more than she did.
You taught her. You're wrong, Mom, about that part right there.
Well, it kind of goes a little bit further. She didn't know that if you pulled out that it was still possible that you could have pregnancy, but... all of a sudden, my pregnancy
made
sense.
Right.
Wait. That's not true.
If the train didn't leave the station, there was a chance of having a passenger. Yes.
Yes.
That's a good way to
she thought that if you pulled out, you couldn't get pregnant, and so suddenly my pregnancy made sense. That she had me.
I'm
so.
With her. Gotcha. I'm with your mom.
Right. And that's why you're here, honey. You're the passenger.
Oh, if we only had recordings of some of these sex talks. Right. You know?
I like that you waited to leave the daycare to share all that.
Right. Yes, I did. I walked out.
Right.
You're all a bunch of late departures.
All right. You are in the running for that $100 gift card. Have a great Mother's Day, Jocelyn.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, look who's in studio.
Hey!
Dale!
Dale!
Dale! Wow. He's looking like, what is going on?
It's like the banana boat song, really?
Yeah.
It's like, my daycare's better behaved than this.
I'm getting such a concerned look from him right now.
He does the eyebrow furrow all the time.
I'm being analyzed right now.
What's wrong with you people?
Yes.
Phil's wife, Amanda, in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And his son, and their son, Teo.
Yes.
Mateo.
Yes. He's a walking boy now.
Yeah.
Teo.
He got so big.
I'm not sure about this
My
guy.
God, what'd you feed him? He's gotten big.
He's a miracle. He's grown out of these shoes.
He was a peanut last time.
Can you put your headphones on him? I want to see how he reacts to some sound bites.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Here we go. Here's where the kid loses it.
Okay. Do we have that? Can we point that camera on him? So just so we have it. There we go. Look at him. He's like, what's going on? Can you hear my... Teo?
He's looking at me.
Phil, speak into your mic, Phil.
Hey, buddy. Hi, pal.
Oh!
Wow. Acknowledgement.
Hey, buddy.
He knows you immediately. He was like,
he doesn't know where to look to see
you,
right,
though. He's like, where is he? I hear him.
God.
I don't see his smiling face. That's Dad.
Teo. It's the best when I pick him up at daycare. I like kind of peek around the door frame and I wait. And then sometimes he'll see me and he'll come running across the room to me. It's the best.
AJ, get your phone out. Because I don't know if this camera's going to work, but I want you to video Teo. We won't post it, but I just want to get his reaction to different sounds.
Okay.
All right.
Going.
This is so here are some Jennifer files.
It's one eyeball move all by itself. He looks very concerned.
He's like, should I be nervous? Mom is here. She's smiling. Everything seems okay. But that sound is
I don't know
weird.
All the words to describe right. What I'm hearing, but I know it's not good.
Exactly.
Like if I don't move, they won't see me.
He's like, is that a bird?
I think I'm about to be abducted.
I don't know what the hell's going on. Let's look on his face right now.
All right, let me go to AJ here.
Help! Help!
He looks generally concerned.
I want to go down. I want to go down. Bring me down!
All right, hold on. Let me do some fovels.
I was supposed to write everything said. He's
very interested in the sounds.
He's staring right at me.
Yeah, he's like, this is a totally new experience here. There's weird sounds
coming.
It's
not the first time he's worn headphones. It's the first time he's had sound coming through them, though. So we have like the noise canceling ones, like if it's going to be loud somewhere, we have that we can throw on to, you know, protect his little ears. But hi, buddy.
He's looking around. Yeah, there he is. I hear. Yeah,
I see you.
Well, father, I hear you, father.
I wouldn't want to freak him out. So. All right, well, you can stop.
Hey.
What a cutie. Oh, my God. I can't believe how big he is.
Good reaction.
It happens so fast. Everyone tells you. Well, everybody who's got it, they're like, it's going to go fast. You're not prepared. And you hear from everybody. So you're like, all right. And well, then you're still not prepared.
You see him every day. But then you go and you put pants on him that fit last week. And you're like, what happened?
We're going through that. Right. He's right in the middle of like, he doesn't really fit in the 12-month stuff. But the next step up is like 18 months. So he's in like this weird in between right now. Or like some pants are like, oh, these are good. If we cuff them 14 times.
That's right. Well, that's an adult that happens too. My phone says, it's your waistline. These fit last week.
And your phone does the thing now where, oh, 1 year ago today.
Oh.
And he's like this big.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he's just a
microscopic.
Peanut.
It says show natural size. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
How much does he weigh now?
I mean, he's got to be over 25 pounds at this point.
He's probably,
and how old is he? He's over just over a year.
Yeah, he was end of February, so he's...
he'll be 15 months at the end of this month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm still being analyzed.
Yeah.
He's looking at me like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. Yeah. But he's very well behaved.
Very well. Yeah.
You know, I think as long as mom and dad are around, he's like, all right, I'm
this
safe.
This is cool. This is cool, yeah.
This is different.
Right. It's a new environment, right. I think, as long as we're here. But he loves daycare. They love him.
Nice.
He's... There's dad.
Look at that big smile.
Yeah. Hi,
he
buddy.
Smiles as soon as he sees his daddy.
Dad's the guy with the fuzzy face.
Yeah.
I have thought about taking the beard off.
No.
Because he doesn't really know my face. You know, he just sort of knows me with the beard. And I'm starting to get some gray hair on my chin. It's bothering me. I'm like,
yeah.
And I just can't commit to it yet, but I'm thinking about it.
Gives that season look.
I like it. I like the beard.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Amanda also doesn't know me without a beard.
Is that right?
In the 10 years we've been together, he shaved it once.
Right. You're like, oh.
Monday was 10 years from our first date.
Wow.
Wow. That went by fast.
Yep.
Holy smokes.
Damn.
And the fact that you only shaved it once and got it right back leads me to believe Amanda not a big fan of you without a beard.
He didn't tell me he was shaving it, so he just came out of the bathroom one day and it was like, oh.
Where'd your chin go?
Where's Phil? Help!
Are you sick?
Help!
Did you just lose 12 pounds? What happened?
Is there radiation in the bathroom? What happened?
I don't know what's under there now at this point. I have no idea.
I just want everyone that's on hold to know we're putting you in the running for that. We're going to take one call.
Right.
And then Anthony Rodia is going to be calling in.
Cool.
Sue and Shelton.
Hey, so when my son was about, I don't know, maybe 4 months old, we had gone to BJ's and it was like February. It was sleeting. It was cold. I came out from shopping and I put him in the car. And I started the car because the car was cold. I wanted him to stay warm. When I got out of the car to go put the groceries in the car and realized I had locked him in the car with the car running.
Oops.
That's a good one.
So
heat was on.
I was like, oh, my God. I said, I can't call my husband. He's going to kill me. So I called the Fairfield Police Department or Fire Department, and they came down, and they were the nicest guys, and they were able to get the trunk open, and then you can get to the back seat from the trunk. It was a Nissan. So they were able to get my little guy out.
Nice.
So.
Right. Then the rest of the kids were still in the car.
It was all good. But then I didn't know whether I should go home and tell my husband. Thought, nah, we should just let this one go.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Wait a couple of years.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. You're in the running.
Thank you. Yeah, have a great weekend.
Yeah. You too. And happy Mother's Day to you.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair. every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.